Blog Talk Radio.
On my web abiding you, ask anything, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask anything, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask anything, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask anything, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask anything, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask anything, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask anything, it shall be done unto you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We abide in you and your words abide in us, oh God. And so we ask anything in your name and you will always answer us. Yes, we thank you, Lord. Hey, Rabbi Sire, we receive from your throne of grace tonight everything you have for us, to your praise and to your own glory. We look unto you, the author and finisher of our faith. God, you are our creator, you are our maker, you are our doctor, you are our father, you are our mother, you are our brother, you are our friend. You are everything to us, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory, honor, and adoration for blessing us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Rabbi Sire. Yandoro Blokodia. Iribosha. Yende Iribuska. Yandu Ika. Yes, Lord. Let there be healing upon my Zion. Upon my Zion, there is deliverance. And holiness and the sons and daughters of Jacob shall possess their possession. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rabbi Sire. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, y'all, welcome to the Rhema Bible College online class, our Miracles Radio and TV ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching your way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. I tell you, God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. We don't need the devil. We need God. Because with God, all things are possible. With the devil, all things are not possible. With God, all things are possible. That's who we need. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise. Tonight, we're going to be talking about understanding God's purpose for our lives. And now, this applies to everyone, not just one person. It applies to every one of us involved in this class. And as many that are joining us on Facebook, Twitter, link, and YouTube, and all those other places, you are all welcome. This is for you because it is very, very important. The worst thing that can happen to anyone on earth is to miss God's plan and God's purpose. God's divine arrangement for your life, for you to miss it, it is the worst thing that can happen to you. Take the Apostle Paul, for instance. Apostle Paul, in Acts Apostle chapter 9, you see the Apostle Paul as Saul of Tarsus. He used to be Saul of Tarsus. And he was a rough man, you know, a con man, a dangerous man, a murderer. He led the persecution of the early church in Jerusalem, made sure Stephen was turned to death, made sure the Christians were scattered and persecuted. A lot of people see operate like that today. They allow the devil to use them to destroy things. People made you. somebody will allow Satan to enter him and start using him like that. You know, it's a choice. You know, so whom you yield yourself to, his servants ye are. That's what the scripture says. So whosoever you yield yourself to, his servants ye are. So when you yielded yourself to Satan or to the demons, then you started doing what Satan does, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give life, and life more abundantly. So the Saul of Tarsus started to persecute the Christians. He didn't know God's plan. He didn't know God's purpose. He didn't know God's will. He didn't know God wants to use him. He didn't know, you know, he was just allowing the devil to just have his way. And let me tell you this. There is no sitting on the fence. If Jesus is not in charge, if the Holy Spirit is not in charge, then the devil is in charge. Make no mistake about it. If Jesus is not there, if the Holy Spirit is not there, if God is not there, it means that the devil has taken his seat. The reason is there is no vacuum in the realm of the Spirit. Take note of this. There is no vacuum in the realm of the Spirit. In the realm of the Spirit, someone must be in charge. All right? This is Ananias and Sapphira. They came before Peter in Acts of Apostles, and they told a lie. And Peter said, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? See? And the Bible says the power of God hid them. And they said, it's not Peter who killed them. What does that mean? The devil entered their heart and they came to lie to the man of God. They lied to the church, lied to God, lied to the Holy Spirit. And you saw what happened. See, so if you don't allow the Holy Spirit to possess you, if you don't allow Jesus to occupy you, to stay in you, to rule in you, then the devil is going to take his feet. Oh, yes, he's going to take his feet. And when the devil comes in, that's it. So Saul of Tarsus, you know, was fulfilling the mission of the devil to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he was on his way to Damascus, in Acts of Apostles chapter 9, when he met destiny. He met destiny. And Jesus Christ, you know, confronted him on his way to Damascus, trying to go and kill the Christians. And that changed his whole life and turned him around. And he discovered his purpose. He discovered God's purpose in Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verse 15 to 20. The man of God had to tell him, say, look, God sent me to tell you that you are the apostle to the Gentile nation. You are the one to take this gospel to the Gentile nation. And he discovered his purpose for living. This is very important. From that point on, the Apostle Paul became a missionary. The Apostle Paul was no longer a murderer, was no longer a killer, was no longer, you know, like all the things Vladimir Putin is doing now. You know, the day he will meet his creator, God will turn him around to become, you know, what he got to be. Because what he's doing now, God is sending, he's just doing, you know, Saddam Hussein, Adolf Hitler, and all these people, they do all these things, and God didn't send them to do that. The devil occupied their hearts and started using them to do all those stealing, killing, destroying of life and poverty, acting like the dead, acted like the dead. And so people call such persons devils. These are devils because they are acting like devils. Devil occupy their hearts. So they are doing like Satan. Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So that is their work. They are the Satan. They are going to hell fire. They are not going to heaven. You can't do those things and go to heaven. You know. But let's come back to Jesus. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Jesus was manifested, 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, that he might destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, for this reason, the Son of God was manifested. So Jesus came to this world for a very, very definite purpose, and the purpose was accomplished. Going to the cross, suffering and dying for humanity, shedding his blood for the remission of our sins. Jesus accomplished purpose. For this purpose, Jesus was manifested. Now we are talking about the birth of Jesus Christ. You know, this is December month where we commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ. You know? And what was he born for? 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." So there is a purpose for everything. There is a reason. And I want to tell you, if you don't discover your purpose, what God has for you to do on earth, you're going to be doing the wrong thing like Paul or Silas, Saul of Tarsus, who went about doing the wrong thing until he met with destiny. My prayer for everyone tonight is that you will meet with destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rabasaya. Ha! Someone is meeting with destiny already. I can feel it here. Someone is beginning to discover purpose. Yes. Look at the life of Jacob. Jacob wrestled with the angel in Genesis 32, verse 24 to 28. Jacob wrestled with the angel. And he prevailed, and there was communication. Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 to 28. The angel asked Jacob, "Jacob, what is your name?" Jacob said, "My mother gave me the name Jacob." Now, the name Jacob means supplanter, somebody who takes away from people, fraudulent, con man, trickish. And you saw it in the way he dealt with his brother Esau, you know, cheated, lied, and stole the birthright and all that stuff. And the name Jacob, his mother gave him the name Jacob. So the angel said, "You know what? God sent me from heaven to change your life at this moment. And the change is this. That old nature of supplanter, that old nature that you have, that old life of supplanting, I break it today." And it touched the tie of Jacob, symbolizing the breaking of that yoke. And he changed his name. Your name is not just Jacob, the supplanter. Your name is Israel, because you have wrestled with God and you prevailed. See, his name was changed. That is very important. That was the day Jacob met with destiny, and he discovered God's purpose. I'm not the supplanter. I'm not the trickster. I'm not the one who takes away from people, who supplies from people's lives. I am Israel. Yes. So Jacob found destiny. I am Israel as from this moment. It is very important, you know, that those things happen to people. Abraham was called Abram originally, and the meaning of Abram means the exalted father. Abram means the exalted father. But when he met God, God changed his name and said, you are no longer an exalted father. You are a father of many nations. It was the same thing that happened to Sarah. Say, Sarai, you are no longer Sarai. You are now Sarah, a mother of many nations. A mother of many nations. See, they discovered themselves. They are discovering who they have come to be on earth. You know, this is God's purpose for you. This is God's will for you. This is God's plan for you. This is God's mind concerning you. How about Joseph? Joseph in Genesis 45 verse 5, you see the story of Joseph. Joseph was second to the last son of Jacob, and he was one of the 12 sons of Jacob. At an early time in life, he had a dream that the sun and the moon and 11 stars bowed down to him. And the second dream was the same. He and his brothers were in the field binding sheep, and all their chiefs bowed down to him. And when he told the dream to his family, they knew the meaning of the dream. Joseph, that's your life. You are going to excel. You are going to be greater than every one of us. That's what it means. And from that point on, jealousy and envy started. Oh, no, this guy is not going to be. We must frustrate him. You know, and that is what it is in this life. You know, the enemy wants to frustrate people. Satan, the devil, enter people's hearts, trying to frustrate people and so on. But by the grace of God, Satan cannot frustrate us in Jesus' name. And so, Joseph was first of all thrown into, man of God, you're welcome.
Amen.
Yeah. Joseph was thrown into a pit. He wanted finally they sold him into Egypt as a slave boy. And they thought they had killed him. Now, this is very important. I want you to take note of this. Somebody prayed a prayer one day. He said, God, let my enemies push me into destiny. I said, that's a good prayer. Eh? You don't even know where the destiny is. But the person prayed that prayer. He said, God, make my enemy to push me into my destiny. I could see it in the life of Joseph, because his 11 brothers, they ganged up against him and sold him into slavery, betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. The same thing with Jesus Christ. Not knowing that they were pushing him into destiny. Hey! Ah! Somebody is getting rhema tonight. Hey, Reke Boya Babaya. I am praying for everyone on this broadcast. May your enemies push you into your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, don't do thought by doing things against you, they have finished you. No, your story is coming. This story is not over until God says it's over. Enemies push the people into their destiny. Oh, yes. They thought they have finished Joseph. And that is what is happening today. People just gang up and start working against others, trying to frustrate, trying to destroy people. The whole place is full of evil. These people have evil mind. Evil. They are jealous. They are envious. They don't want to see you succeed. They don't want to see you prosper. They want you to be their boy. They want you to be their servant. If they can't get you, they want to destroy you, and they do everything they want to do. Now, what has caused this jealousy? Joseph is going to be the greatest among us. So let's finish him before he becomes great. That's what is happening. You know, but as a child of God, you see, you cannot kill the vision of God. You can't kill the vision of God. They sold him into destiny. I receive that rhema. I receive that rhema. They betrayed him into destiny. Hey, Rekebo. Somebody once said, Satan did not know that by putting Jesus Christ on the cross and crucifying him, he didn't know that he was paving the way for salvation for the whole world. Hallelujah. I like that. Hey, Rekebuya. Ah, people, when they do wicked, let's not continue my wickedness. Your wickedness will catch up with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your evil shall find you out. Yes, God does not miss. You don't. What God will do, we always do. You can't stop him. You can't stop God. No, you can't tell him what to do. No, you can't rule over him. He's not submitted to you. God is not your errand boy. God is not your child. God is not your servant. You have no right to dictate for God what God should do to a person. No. You can't do that. You cannot even do that. God will bypass you to go and do what he has to do. Oh, yes. God will bypass your enemies and go and do what he will do. God will bypass my enemies. God will just go and do what he's doing. You can't even stop him. No, don't even go there. Don't try that. You can't stop God. Keep it to yourself. You want to stop Joseph? Joseph is unstoppable. Hey, the seed of Abraham, before whom you are better folly, you shall crumple to pieces. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, that's what happened to Haman. Haman, you know, all of a sudden came against Mordecai. He said, Mordecai must bow. Why is it that in this kingdom, everybody bowed down to worship me? But this Mordecai, he said he's a child of God. And then he challenged my power. And then Haman began to plan. He began to do things from behind. He was doing it until one day God caught up with him. And he had no way of escape. Then he was told, he said, look, Haman, listen. Listen. If Mordecai be the seed of Abraham, before whom you are started falling, you are not just going to fall, you are going to crumble to pieces. And that's exactly what happened. At the end of it all, Haman crumbled to pieces. He died in his own gallows. He that digeth a pit shall fall into it. Oh yes, you do evil against people, that evil returns back to you. You do bad, you spoil people, you destroy people, you are walking against people, God will walk against you and you will die in your own gallows. In the name of Jesus Christ, that's what happens. You know, so Joseph was sold into slavery and they thought his story had ended. But guess what? The master planner was still working. Hey! Hey! Because Joseph was a servant to Potiphar. Right there in Potiphar's house, the Bible says God was with him to the point where Potiphar trusted him with the whole house. And then devil entered Potiphar's wife and he went to implicate Joseph, and Joseph was thrown into prison. Again. He's thrown into slavery and now thrown into prison. And while he was in the prison, somebody must have come and said, Joseph, where are your dreams? Where are your dreams? Now know that God has not finished. It is not over until God says it is over. It is God that blows the whistle. God is the referee. Nobody is the referee. There's no human being here who is the referee, who will blow whistle on people. When God says it is over, that is when it is over. If it is not over, it is not over. Right there in the prison, God was with Joseph because of his faithfulness. And God lifted him from prison and made him a prime minister in the land of Egypt. And while he was in the land of Egypt, his brothers who sold him into slavery, they now came to beg for food. And who is in charge of the food? It is the same Joseph that you sold into slavery. You have to bow down to him to get your food. Hey, hey, somebody prayed one prayer. He said, God, let my enemies leave to see my glory. I like that. Let my enemies leave to see the glory of God upon my life. I said, well, that prayer, is it good? You didn't have your enemies to die. You said, God, let my enemies leave to see the glory of God upon my life. And I think some prayers are even good. Some prayers, yes, yes. Some prayer like that should be said. The person you thought you have destroyed, here it is, a prime minister in a foreign land. And all of them had to bow down to worship the servant of God. Then food was given to them. Man of God, please, can you read Genesis 45, verse 5 for us?
Come again, Genesis.
Genesis chapter 45, verse 5.
Okay. Genesis chapter 45.
Verse 5.
Now therefore be not grieved, nor yes. angry with yourself, that you sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. Amen.
Amen. Yes. So eventually Joseph told his brothers, he said, don't blame yourself, don't condemn yourself, it's okay. It's okay. Don't cry, don't weep, it's all right. It's not you who caused all this. This is destiny. This is destiny. God has sent me to preserve life. The reason you sold me to slavery was for me to be here for God's purpose. The reason I was thrown into prison is for God's purpose, so that I can be in this position to be able to help those who are in need. See, the purpose of God, Joseph discovered God's purpose for his life, and I tell you, Joseph lived to fulfill the purpose of God. My prayer tonight is everyone must live to fulfill God's purpose. You will not live below the standard of God. You will not miss God's will, God's plans, God's arrangement, God's divine assignment, what God has planned and plotted for you. You will not miss the goal. You will not miss the purpose. You will not miss the will of God. Yes, there's Amen. Nobody who missed the will of God in the Bible. Oh, many people miss the will of God and they paid for it. There was Prophet Elijah. Elijah served Elijah for so many years. At the end of it, Elijah reaped the double portion of the anointing. That's a blessing there. He took that blessing, received that blessing from Prophet Elijah because he faithfully served under the man of God for all these years. God had to bless Elijah by passing the double portion on him. Now, here was Gehazi. Gehazi now was servant to Prophet Elisha. Gehazi was supposed to reap the triple portion. Because it's already a combination of Elijah's anointing plus Elisha's anointing. to be parted to Gehazi, but Gehazi mixed it up. And what was he doing? Naaman was asked to go home with all his gold and silver and wealth and riches. Go home, don't worry about it. Just serve God, just be a Christian, just be a child of God. But when Elisha has told Naaman, and as Naaman was going, Gehazi passed through the back and went to meet Naaman and said, my master said that you should give me those items. So he packed all those things and went and hid them. Saul, King Saul did this too. You know, people want to play fast. See, when you are dealing with God, you don't play fast. It's fast game. I want to be faster than myself, faster than everybody. I see people driving on the road, they overtake when it's not necessary. You know, they just drive speed. The place is 45 miles per hour. They will do 100 miles per hour and pass. Who are you deceiving? When the policeman will put his light on you, you will pay tickets. Sometimes they will have accidents, they will go and hit people or hit another vehicle, and then they will be there, ambulance will come, medical people will come and carry them to the hospital, and so on and so forth. Who are you? You want to play fast? Play fast. We shall know who is who when the time will come. So Gehazi, instead of reaping blessing, he reaped a curse upon himself and his family to the fourth generation. You see, he missed destiny. He missed God's purpose and God's plan. King Saul was like that too. That one missed everything. You know, instead of going to do what God said, he went and gathered sacrifice system. He said, who asked you for sacrifice? No, nobody is telling you to sacrifice anything. See? May God help us. We will not miss God's purpose, God's plans, and God's will for our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, God. The whole duty of man on earth is to serve God and keep his commandments. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Please, man of God, read Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Verse 13. Ecclesiastes. Chapter 12. Verse 13.
Chapter 12. Verse 13.
Verse 13.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God,
yes,
and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man.
Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. The whole purpose of man on earth is to fear God and to keep his commandments. The whole duty of man, the whole purpose of man on earth is to fear God and to keep his commandments. That's what he wants us to do. To fear him and to keep his commandments. That is the purpose of God. Go ye and preach the gospel to every creature. Go ye and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Go ye and lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And so on and so forth. Those are the commandments of God. Those are the duties of man on earth. Jesus has already commissioned us to do his work. And how are we doing it? There's too much compromise now. So even to get people to go for evangelism is another problem. To get people to do this for God is another problem. To get people to do that is another problem. But we must do what God has said. The purpose of man on earth, the whole purpose, is to fear God and to keep his commandments. That's King Solomon, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. The whole duty, the whole purpose of man on earth is to fear God and to keep his commandments. Let me tell you, you are not a cockroach. You are not a lizard. You are not a bird flying on this earth. You are not a rat. You are not an ant. The Bible says you were made in the image and in the likeness of God. You didn't come into this world by mistake. I think a scientist say human beings developed from monkeys and then into apes and then they became, then developed into human beings. this Charles Darwin story also, the scientists, that's how they put it. They say there was something happened scientifically somewhere and human beings began to develop from one level to the other until they became monkeys and apes and chimpanzees, and then they developed to become human beings. That's a lie. That's not true. If that was what happened, then today, people should see develop from being monkeys into chimpanzees and then, you know, develop to become apes and then develop to become human beings. The process will still be on, but that's not true. Those are Charles Darwin's theory, the scientific, you know, imagination, which are not true. It's not true. See, the Bible says we were made in the image and in the likeness of God. God created us to be his own, to serve him and to worship him and to adore him, to fulfill his purpose on earth. And so you are not just passing through this world like a bird flying around. Eh? An ant just crawling on the floor, or a rat or a rabbit. That's not who you are. The Bible says we were made in the image and in the likeness of the Almighty. He created us to be his own. And so he purposely did it. Yes, he purposely did it. And what was the purpose? The whole duty, the whole purpose of man on earth, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, is to fear God and to keep his commandments, to worship him. I was born to be God's dwelling place, a home for thy presence of the Lord. To let my life now be separated unto thee, that I may be what I was born to be. I was born to be God's dwelling place, a home for thy presence of the Lord. So let my life now being separated unto thee, that I may be what I was born to be. See, you were born to be God's dwelling place. Know ye not that ye are the temples of the Holy Ghost, and that the Holy Spirit dwells in you? Ye are the temples. You are the house of God. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. He dwells in you. That's why the Christ in you is the hope of glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are made to be his dwelling place. And then here he says, Ecclesiastes 12:13, the whole purpose of man on earth is to serve God and to keep his commandments. This is why when we leave this earth and you get to the gates of heaven, no one is going to ask you how much you have in the bank account. No one is going to ask you how many cars you own. No one is going to ask you at the gates of heaven how many houses you built on earth. No one is going to ask you. There is only one question. Did you live for Jesus Christ? Is Christ in you? Did you receive him as your personal Lord and Savior? And then Jesus said, except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That is the question. And when that question will be asked, and you have no answer, then the scripture says, whose name will not be found in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. That's it. You'll be there for millions and billions of years. And the fire of hell, the flames, and the worms dieth not. It is the reason why what Jesus came to do on earth was not to ask you to go to church. What Jesus was saying is, how are you with God? How is your life? How are you living with God? Do you have Christ in you? Are you born again? Because that is what John 3, when he met Nicodemus, Nicodemus was talking religion. Jesus said, stop! I'm not here to put religion. I didn't bring religion to you. Please, stop! Nicodemus, just stop it now, John chapter 3. Something is missing. Except you be born again of water and of the Spirit, you are not entering into the kingdom of God. If that's more important, that is more important a discussion than all these religious talks you are talking. They have no place. And when he met the woman at the well of Samaria, he was not telling her go to church. He was telling her, look, your life is not rhyming with God's purpose. You are missing God's purpose. You marry Mr. A, Mr. B, Mr. C, and you are still marrying more people. That is not your purpose on earth. Your purpose on earth is to serve God, to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your spirit, to worship him and praise him and serve him. Stop all this your religious things you are doing. Then the woman received Jesus Christ as her personal Lord and Savior, and the Bible says she ran into the city and went to invite all the people to come and listen to Jesus Christ talking the word of God. They thought that Jesus was bringing religion to them, building cathedrals that will not go to heaven. Jesus did not come to build cathedrals. Jesus came to give life, and life more abundantly. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. I did not come with words of enticing wisdom. I have come to deliver the truth, the way, and the life. If you don't find God's purpose in your life, you have missed it. What shall it profit you if you have gained the whole world and you don't know God's plan and God's purpose and God's will? Jesus said, not everyone that saith, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that doeth the will of the Father. There is a will, a perfect will of the Father. What is God's plan for you and God's purpose? Have you discovered it? Are you not like some of pastors persecuting the church, persecuting Christians, killing believers, killing the people of God, until he met with Jesus Christ and Jesus turned him around? Saul of Tarsus, this is not your ministry. Saul of Tarsus, ask the Apostle chapter 9. Saul of Tarsus, this is not what I created you for. Saul, you are not a murderer. You are an apostle to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Gentile nation. Ask the Apostle chapter 9. Look at it. Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verse 15 to 20, when Saul of Tarsus, when he met with Jesus Christ on his way to Damascus to go and kill Christians, see, the devil gave him what to do. When you don't have the vision and the mission of God, when you don't have a revelation of what God wants you to do, you will be doing what the devil wants you to do. So he was going to Damascus to go and kill Christians. When Jesus Christ met him on the way, and Jesus said, Saul of Tarsus, you have not discovered purpose. You haven't discovered purpose at all. You are just fulfilling what the devil wants you to do. Satan wants you to seek, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come to give you life. And life more abundantly. And that was the turning point. And Saul of Tarsus became a missionary. He said the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations of the earth. Oh, yes. May you discover God's purpose today. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you discover the will of God, the perfect plan, the perfect purpose, why God created you. God did not create you just to move around, you know, just to hover around, you know, like a bird, you know, just to move around. No. Esther was in the king's palace. Holy Spirit, take control. Esther was in the king's palace and she didn't know what was going on. She was just floating. Mordecai came to Esther. Say, Esther, listen to me. Haman has planned to kill all the Jews. Just like Adolf Hitler did and all these people tried. You can't kill those people. God created them for a purpose. You have no right to go and kill Jews. Who asked you to? Did God create people for you to kill? Esther, listen to me. Haman have planned mass destruction for the Jewish people. And now the plan has been made. You are in the king's palace. Who knows whether for this purpose God has placed you in that position at this time. That's the book of Esther chapter 4. Esther chapter 4. Esther chapter 4. Mordecai was telling Esther, look, it's a serious matter. It's like you don't understand. You don't know God's plans and God's purpose. You don't know why God has placed you by the king at this time. Haman have already planned to destroy all the Jews. Now you, Esther, you are in touch with the king. Who knows whether for this reason, for this purpose, God has placed you in this position at this point in time. See, Esther discovered the purpose and Esther vowed. She went into fasting and prayer, 3 days, no water, no food. She formed a team of prayer warriors, and off she went. And they changed the course of nation and granted deliverance to a whole nation of Israel. And it was Haman and his people that died in their own gallows. Esther, Mordecai, and the people of God, the Jewish people, they live. They are oppressed and I love Israel. Those of you who are hating Israel and, you know, talking ill of Jewish people, you know, beware. You are fighting against God. God will destroy you if you come against the Jewish people. God didn't send you to do that. You have no right to use anti-Semitic words against the Jewish people. Who asked you to do that? Did God ask you to do that? Is that your ministry to be using anti-Semitic words against the Israelis? You don't have to do that. You must repent of that evil, or God will smash you to pieces. It was Haman and his own group of evildoers. They died in their own gallows. And all the Jewish people were free to go and worship God. You know, so all we need to do is to discover the purpose of God for our lives. It's very, very important that we know what God has planned and proposed for us. We are not just on earth, you know, just moving around. See, you should see DJ used to say, men on mission. We are men on mission. We are on mission to planet Earth. We are not just here for fun. God has sent us into this world on mission. Read through the Bible. Some of the people that were born, before they were born, the prophets, we speak about them. Okay? Let me give you a practical example. Before Moses was born, in the king's palace, in Pharaoh's palace, there are sorcerers, there are fortune tellers, magicians. They work for Pharaoh. They are inside Pharaoh's palace in Egypt. Before Moses was born, they told Pharaoh that these people that we are seeing, there's going to be a deliverer. A deliverer is going to be born in their midst, and he will deliver them from your hand. Pharaoh was angry. Say, what? A deliverer to come and deliver these people who are my slaves? No! Pharaoh was angry. See? Moses was not coming to this world just for fun. The purpose of Moses was already specified. What about Jesus Christ? The message came to Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. He shall be a savior. And then so many examples. Then in Jeremiah chapter 1, God now told Jeremiah, I say, Jeremiah chapter 1, he said, you, Jeremiah, prophet Jeremiah, you were still in your mother's womb when I formed you and I called you. I ordained you and anointed you a prophet to the nation. See? You see the life of Jeremiah is already, you know, defined before he was born. Before Jeremiah was born, the reason why he was coming, the purpose was already set out. You, Jeremiah, you were in your mother's womb when I formed you and ordained you, anointed you a prophet to the nation. You all okay that one? Elijah says, my God is a consuming fire. Go meet that one, say you want to. Elijah, he said, if God be God, let fire come from heaven. And fire came from heaven and consumed all the enemies. Is it God's place? So we are talking about discovering God's purpose, God's wisdom, God's will, God's plan, and what God wants for you. You know, you have to key into it. Key into it. Or else you are going to miss everything. We're going to stop here right now because it's 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, Sunday. And I tell you, God is doing great things. We're getting reports from various nations and from various places. They're watching this program and keying in. And people are on YouTube, on Twitter, on Link, on Facebook, on everywhere. They are keying in and enjoying what God is doing. And I know you are enjoying what God is doing too. I want to pray. Our prayer tonight is, God, don't let me miss your purpose for my life. It's a very important prayer. And that takes us to what Apostle Paul was saying. In that same Acts of Apostles chapter 9, Apostle Paul prayed a prayer. He said, Lord, what will thou have me do? That's Acts of Apostles chapter 9. Apostle Paul prayed that prayer. He said, Lord, what will thou have me do? What am I here for? What am I supposed to do now? Now that I'm not supposed to be a murderer, I'm not supposed to be persecuting the church and killing Christians and destroying churches. Now that that's not your will for me, Apostle Paul now prayed that prayer in Acts of Apostles chapter 9. He said, Lord, what will thou have me do? Every believer should pray that prayer. Every Christian should pray that prayer. Lord, what will thou have me do on this planet Earth? Because if you are not going to do what God wants you to do, then you're going to do what the devil wants you to do. And it's already happening. From nowhere, Osama bin Laden carried bombs and threw into New York and run planes into buildings and all. Those are the devil's work. Satan. You know, people don't know what they are supposed to be doing. The devil occupied them. We don't want to do what the devil wants us to do. You know, we want to do what God wants us to do. That's our prayer tonight. Lord, what will thou have me do on this planet Earth where you have sent me right here? What should I be doing? It is the reason why the Apostle Paul ministry was very unique. He preached the gospel to more nations. He opened more churches, built up a lot of preachers and Timothy and the rest of them, established churches left and right, you know, opened churches, put pastors there, trained them and pushed them in there. And the Apostle Paul, he wrote one-third of the New Testament. Wrote so many epistles, worked so hard, because he was fulfilling God's purpose, God's will, God's plan. Hey, my prayer tonight is, God, help me to fulfill your purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus, I shall not miss God's purpose. Please, everybody begin to pray right now. We shall not miss God's will. We shall not miss God's plans. We shall not miss God's purposes. We shall not miss the vision of God. We shall do what God wants us to do. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Everybody, wherever you are, in any part of the world, join us in this prayer. God, we shall not miss your plans and your purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oria Baba, Yendere Bukuru, Indoria, Indoria, Indoria. Yes, Lord, we shall not miss your purpose, O God. We shall not miss your will, O God. We shall not miss your plans, O God. In the name of Jesus, help us, O God, to discover your purpose for our living. Yes, the reason why we are on earth, why God sent us here to be ambassadors for Christ. Lord, help us to fulfill your purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall not miss it like Judas Iscariot. We shall not miss it like Saul. We shall not miss it like King Saul. We shall not miss it like Samson. God, we shall be in your perfect will and perfect plan and perfect purpose. For our lives, for our homes, for our ministries, for our marriages, for our businesses, for our jobs. God, help us to fulfill your purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God, you showed me someone here. One of your ears, it's like there's something, you put something in one of your ears. And spiritually, what the language is God is speaking to you and you are not paying attention. You are hearing God speaking to you about what to do, but you are not yielding. It's like you are a spiritual Jonah. Jonah was hearing what God was saying, but he never did what God was saying. And you know all the things Jonah went through? Was thrown into the big sea. By the grace of God, a big fish will have to swallow him and take him to the same place he was running from. Yes, God is speaking to you right now. So hearken to his voice. Hearken to the voice of the Lord. Hearken to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Listen to God speaking. Listen to Jesus giving you directions and instructions. And just follow in his steps. so that you will be in victory. You will be have peace and the joy of the Lord and the blessings of God will continue to be in your life. When you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, you can't disobey God and go free. You can't be a Jonah, spiritual Jonah, running away from what God has told you to do. Hey, God, intervene in that life. Intervene in that person's life now. And let there be solution to that problem. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Pastor Ivan, can you tell us one or two things before we say the grace? If somebody asks, how can I discover God's purpose for my life? What will you say?
Hello. Yeah. Discovering God's purpose in your life is hearkening to the voice of God. There you'll be able to understand the God purpose concerning you. So we always have to be in spirit. And then we need to also pray for God to show us our purpose in life. And also we have to fear God and obey his commandments. Then we'll be able to know our purpose in life. And that is what I have to say now. Amen.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. You can ask for, like the Apostle Paul, you can pray that prayer. Apostle Paul prayed in Acts of Apostles chapter 9. He said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? What is your will? What is your perfect plan? What is your purpose for me? And that prayer was answered. Oh, yes, that prayer was answered. You could see it in the life of the Apostle Paul. The way he did the ministry very effectively, the way he won souls, and you know, he fulfilled God's purpose for his life. Yes, that is very important. I tell you, it's a very serious matter, and I want everyone who has heard this message to be a doer of this word and not just hearer. The worst thing that can happen to anybody on this planet Earth is that you are just not doing what God wants you to do. You are doing what the devil wants you to do, and that leads you to hellfire. You are not going to the kingdom of God. You know, Jesus said, not everyone will say, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that do the will of the Father. Jesus have already said that. Not everyone that says, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that do the will of the Father. So there is a will of the Father. My prayer is that everyone will come into that will of the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for joining us in this Rhema Bible College online class. God bless you all. And we're going to be together again on Saturday and Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. each time. Call all your friends and everyone to come. And God will bless you all in Jesus' name. Please forward this message to everyone. Email it and text it or tweet it out. Let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. Yes. Shall we say the grace now? And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forever.
And forever.
Amen. Shalom. Shalom. Oshofo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've spoken that with that person, and the person said they're going to clear the place. They're going to fix the place up to standard, say by the end of November.
Okay.
And
then they
will let us know. Then you'll be able to talk to the person. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Okay.
God bless you. Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. God all right. God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Okay. God bless you. Amen.
Yes. Amen. All right. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and we all love you too. Wish you Godspeed.